This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tye.
And I'm Bonnie North. It's good to have you listening today.
Earlier this week on Lake Effect, we traveled to the United Community Center on Milwaukee's South Side as we talked with Senator Tammy Baldwin and NEA Chairwoman Jane Chu about the future of federal funding for the arts.
They were visiting the organization Latino Arts, which is housed at the center. But that's only one part of the center's role in serving a growing population of Hispanic people in the region. The UCC has been headed for more than a decade by Ricardo Diaz, who's long advocated for Milwaukee's Latino community.
Diaz is the subject of this month's Point of View feature in Milwaukee Magazine. Contributing writer Rich Revito joins us to put Diaz's work in perspective. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be back, Mitch.
Where does Ricardo Diaz fit in the scheme of the people working on behalf of the Hispanic community in Milwaukee?
He's a longtime advocate for the Hispanic community, very impassioned about what he does. He's a real big-time education guy. He believes that education is a way out for a lot of the issues plaguing not only the Hispanic community but other areas of Milwaukee as well.
Well, one of the things that you write is you spoke with him about is he actually came to Milwaukee for education reasons, right?
He did. He's a native of Cuba, ended up in Puerto Rico for a while, eventually ended up in the mainland. He came to Carroll College just on kind of a he had run into a Carroll recruiter somewhere along the way in Puerto Rico, and he and several other Milwaukeeans, now Milwaukeeans, came up together. He even played some basketball at Carroll during his time there as well.
Well, so put it into perspective, why is the United Community Center so important within the Hispanic community?
It is a gathering spot and has become a hotbed for education in the Hispanic community. They're currently in the midst of a $8 million fundraising campaign. They're at about $5.5 million right now with about 18 months to go. And a good portion of that money is going to expand the Bruce Guadalupe School at the United Community Center, which right now has just a shade under 1,200 students as we started this school year, which is a record high. And Ricardo was hoping that through this expansion that they'll be able to house as many as 1,600 students there.
Now, he has been heading the organization since 2003 in this current incarnation of his leadership, right? He was with the UCC before that as well?
He was, yes, in the 1980s as well. Came back for a second stint. So he's entrenched in the near South Side.
What has the center's trajectory been during this latest tenure?
Again, the huge focus on education. The school has become the largest feeder school to Catholic high schools in the Milwaukee area, which is unique in and of itself because the school—
It's not a Catholic school.
It's not a Catholic school. So Diaz tells me that now about 20% of the student population at Marquette University High School is from the Hispanic community. So these are kids that are getting a good education on the South Side and going to very good schools.
Now, how does he view the role the Hispanic or Latino community plays in the region's economy at large?
It's a growing population, has been for a long time. It's actually been growing by leaps and bounds, but it also has a long history here, nearly a century of entrenchment here in the Milwaukee area, which again he finds unique in the sense that the weather here isn't the greatest, and people coming from Latin America, Mexico, that may be a shock, and you'd think that they may come here for a while and leave. But he says it's not unusual to have four generations of the same family doing something at the United Community Center all at the same time.
Now, one of the areas you spoke with him about is this notion that he has embraced his ties to the business community, which might put him at odds with some who could point to friction between some parts of the business sector and, say, immigrant labor.
Yeah, he has taken a different tack, but he's comfortable with that, and he's also comfortable with the tack that others in the Hispanic community take to get done what they want to get done. A person that comes to mind is Christine Newman Ortiz, who works for Voces de la Frontera. She's been a huge immigration rights person, was at the center of the effort to organize the workers at Palermo Pizza. definitely a different way of handling things than Mr. Diaz has. Christine is very outspoken. She is anti-establishment in the way she handles things, where Ricardo's more buttoned down, suit and tie guy, is very comfortable with his ties to the business community.
Which is not to say that he has not been vocal in the past. Has his style mellowed over the years?
I'm not sure if it's mellowed or he figured out that – you know, there's different ways of going about to reach an end, and I think that's what he's done here. It's the ties of the business community has allowed him to, I'm sure, raise money for his school and other things that the United Community Center does. So, but again, he says that on issues like immigration reform, it's great to have people like Christine Newman Ortiz that are out there yelling and screaming and drawing attention that way.
Where does he see things standing in terms of political representation and political clout of the Hispanic community?
Strong and growing, but you know, there's issues around whether or not redistricting has taken away some of that power. He believes it's gotten to the point where the politicians are picking the electorate instead of the other way around, which he says can cause some problems. There's you get a lack of diversity of opinion when you do things that way.
So what does he see as the areas of greatest concern? What are his areas for greatest concern and those of the UCC in the years ahead?
Well, he's very quick to acknowledge that there are still issues in the Hispanic community around teen pregnancy, crime, jobs, drugs, all of that. He doesn't run away from those issues. But again, he feels that education is the big counter to all of this. And I think the focus on the UCC moving forward will continue to be on education, although as part of this fundraising effort, they're also looking to build a center for women who are under the influence of drugs and alcohol and trying to recover from that.
You also spoke with him about economic development on Mitchell Street, which has been a sore spot.
Yeah. He says that retail, he believes, is the key issue there. They've got to find some retailers that are good in central cities. In urban areas, he described it as a puzzle right now. There's been a lot of different efforts to make that better, closing off the street and making it kind of a boulevard. That didn't really work, and now they've got traffic going through there again. But he says the issue here too is not – or the deal here would try to be bring in some national retailers, but not at the expense of moving out the smaller mom-and-pop shops that are along Mitchell Street right now.
You also spoke with him about the Milwaukee Bucks arena issue. Why was it relevant to go into that with him? And what was his take on the subject?
He's fully in favor of a new arena being built for the Milwaukee Bucks because of the jobs issue. He said that these are there'll be jobs for the corresponding hotels and the service industry that would serve maybe larger crowds that are coming to whatever the name of the new arena would be to replace the Bradley Center, if that indeed does happen. But he also gets right down to the issue. He said whether or not there are studies or proof out there that having a professional sports team boost the economic vitality of a community, he fully believes it does, and says that the psyche of a community is directly related to that as well. So he feels that the arena is necessary to keeping the Bucks here and that the Bucks are a good thing to have for Milwaukee.
He's headed the United Community Center since 2003 this time and was its head back in the 80s. Is he likely to stick around in this position for much longer?
He says it's his goal to go out on top when he does indeed decide to go out. He's 63 years old, but he's an incredibly youthful guy. And talking to him, you just come out of these interviews with him and he's got so much energy and so much vitality, and he tells me that his goal every day is to do something athletic. He still plays basketball a couple times a week at the United Community Center in games that I don't know if they still do, but used to draw a number of city officials. I think Mayor Barrett has played some ball down there in his days as well. He runs. He told me his goal as he approaches 65 is to get in the 65 and over softball league at Burnham Park. I think he wants to go there and dominate the competition. He's not slowing down that way at all. And he says, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. But the UCC already is looking at a succession plan. They've got a couple of people in-house that they're potentially grooming for this position. And the board is also looking outside the organization as well. But he feels that that when the time comes that there will be a plan and things will be in place moving forward.
Rich, thanks so much.
Always good to be here, Mitch. Thank you.
Rich Rovito is a contributing writer at Milwaukee Magazine. He reported the Point of View feature on Ricardo Diaz, the director of the United Community Center, which is in the November issue. There's a link to it from WUWM.com/lakeeffect.
There's lots of buzz surrounding same-sex marriage in Wisconsin. Organizers of an LGBT wedding expo in Wauwatosa tomorrow hope it carries over to their event. We'll learn more in a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.